This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to play a piece of tape right now that's going to sound more pointed than it's intended to, but the public record is what the public record is. And also, it's a great way to set up our next story.
If you're disappointed by your elected officials, grab a clipboard, get some signatures, and run for office yourself.
President Obama, obviously from his farewell speech in Chicago about a month, 6 weeks ago, advocacy groups say that since the election, thousands of people from every part of the political spectrum have expressed interest in running for office. Or, if you put it another way, have decided to apply for a job that is often difficult and underappreciated. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has that story.
Malka Zeef is 38, and until recently, she'd never considered running for political office.
Never. It didn't interest me. It definitely didn't seem to jibe with my experience and skills.
But since the election, Zeef, who's a corporate lawyer and lives in Alexandria, Virginia, has already sought out and been appointed to a city commission for children, youth, and families. She's a registered Democrat, and now she's thinking about running for school board.
For me, the time of just sitting back is over.
Republicans are inspired, too. Allie Higgins, who's 26, works as a political fundraiser for two Republican congresswomen in Washington, D.C. She's considering moving to New Hampshire, where she grew up, and running as a Republican for Congress.
This election, really, I got to see two awesome women win. And so those are the people that really inspire me to want to kind of throw my hat in the ring.
Higgins has some hesitations. A big one, as a politician, you're constantly under public scrutiny, and you have to have thick skin. She says that might be hard for her. She's used to working behind the scenes as a fundraiser.
Hearing people say horrible things about me, I'd be lying if I say that wouldn't bother me, you know?
There are other things to worry about, too. Becoming a politician is basically starting a new career, and it can mean taking a pay cut. Also, some people are afraid of fundraising or public speaking, and they're not sure where to start. That's where groups like She Should Run come in. It's a nonprofit that encourages women to run for office. It offers online training courses on how to parlay leadership experiences into public service and how to prepare for a campaign.
What we're seeing overall in the country is a desire to be more connected, more hands-on in our communities.
CEO Erin Loefs-Cutraro says more than 9,000 women, Republican, Democrat, Independent, have signed up since the election. Previously, the group was seeing interest from about 150 women a month. Another group called Run for Something recruits progressive millennials to run for down-ballot races. It connects them with organizations that offer training and skills like political fundraising. Amanda Littman is the group's co-founder.
But if you don't know those things exist, you don't know how to ask for them.
More than 6,000 people have signed up in the month since the group launched, and Littman says they're sorely needed. In 2016, nearly 42% of state legislative races had only one major party candidate.
We then ask ourselves, why don't people show up to vote?
By recruiting aspiring politicians, Littman and others are trying to make sure there's a reason for voters to show up at the polls. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.